Sunny 101.9. It's Mark and Walt in the morning with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and Shallow. It is 7:41 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, joined on the line now by Tristan Luoma, who is Marquette Arts and Senior Services Coordinator. Good morning, Tristan. Welcome back to the program.
Morning, Walt. Thanks for having me on.
Wanted to have you on because the Arts and Culture Center is doing something tomorrow for folks to find out more about Art Week. So let's get into that. First of all, when we hear about Art Week in the city of Marquette, give everybody a little bit of an overview about what that is.
So Art Week is an event we've been doing. This is going to be our 8th annual Art Week this summer. It's an annual event that we host in conjunction with a whole bunch of local artists, organizations, and businesses. And the goal of Art Week is to really bring everybody together to offer a wide slate of free arts and culture programming based on a certain theme for the community, built by the community. So we work with partners leading up to the event, and we get ideas for what they want to do. We try to focus events, arts and culture events, to be outside, publicly accessible, easy to get to, easy to stumble upon, just a chance to really see all the great arts and culture that Marquette has to offer, and by removing a lot of the barriers to entry that we're often confronted with in arts and culture. Just a very, very community-focused and community-oriented event that we host the last full week of June every year.
So this, you mentioned, has a theme, and it revolves every year. What is this year's theme?
So this year's theme is home, and is inspired in large part by the city of Marquette's ongoing community master plan update, which, shameless plug, if anyone listening has not filled out their community master plan update survey yet, there's one more day left to do that. It goes a long way in letting the city know, letting the steering committee know what we value as a community and what we want to see improved over the next, 5 to 10 years. So wanted to plug that as well. But yeah, so this year we wanted to explore that theme of home, using arts and culture to highlight what makes Marquette feel like home? What can make it feel more like home? What kind of things do we think of when we think of home? Is it a physical location? Is it a feeling? I'm really just trying to get the community's expressions of what home means to us, especially in a place like Marquette, where there's a whole lot of pride in that.
We're talking with Tristan Luoma this morning, who is with the Marquette Arts and Senior Services Coordinator, and we're talking about an event now. Tristan, let's tell everybody the details. You have put this out that you want to have an opportunity for people that may have an idea for a project. Maybe they want to find out more about Art Week, the master planning process. You've got a couple of sessions coming up tomorrow that you want to make sure people can join in on. What's going to be happening?
As part of this process, we have an open application right now to anybody in the community who wants to propose an event for Art Week. We also have some funding available through the Michigan Arts and Culture Council. Say if you need help with supplies to put this on or venue costs, whatever that may be. As we start to get a little more formal with this and we get supported by grants like the Michigan Arts and Culture Council one, we really want to keep the community in the fold. And do our due diligence of making sure we set aside time to meet with anyone and answer any questions. So tomorrow, Wednesday the 25th, we're going to be hosting a pair of info and brainstorming sessions. That's at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level Peter White Public Library. So there'll be two sessions, one from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock and one from 5:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock. And we just want to use these as a way to, capture anybody who may have an idea for an event right now or wants to be involved, doesn't know where to start, or even people who just want to know more about Art Week and Community Master Plan, just kind of, start steering that in the right direction, giving people all the resources, information they need, and just a chance to kind of brainstorm with other creative folks.
So do they need to sign up or should they just show up?
Nope, you may just drop in.
So where do they need to be again, when and where?
Wednesday, January 25th at the City Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level of Peter White Public Library. One session from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and then we're hosting another from 5:30 to 7:30.
It certainly sounds like a good opportunity to find out more about Art Week. I know you also have that through the City of Marquette's website, and people can look that up there, and you can be reached there to find out more about not only Art Week and other things, though, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Check out www.mqtcompass.com. At the top bar there, we have a menu, a full Art Week page that kind of dives a little more into this. And then within the website, we have, an event listing for these sessions tomorrow, Creative Classifieds, that includes the application, the project proposal form. And then, pretty much all the information you need. But if not, feel free to give our office a ring.
Tristan Loma with me this morning, Marquette Arts and Senior Services Coordinator, talking about the sessions related to Art Week tomorrow. Again, when and where are those, Tristan?
They are at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level Peter White Public Library tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25th, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., and then from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Appreciate your time this morning, Tristan, and I know we'll talk with you more as Art Week gets closer.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks, Walt.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Tristan Loma, who is Marquette Arts and Senior Services Coordinator, talking more about Art Week and tomorrow's sessions. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Right now, it's Jax in Victoria's Secret. God, I wish somebody